Hi, welcome to the Tracy Ricks Foster Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Tracy Ricks Foster Show is brought to you by Blue Lotus Hill Designs, a unique textile and jewelry company. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that if you are listening to my voice today, that you are having a peaceful and tranquil day. If not, I hope that this podcast brings you a little peace, and I hope that it de-stresses you for the brief time that we're together today. This is the first episode of the Tracy Ricks Foster Show for 2020. I started this back in 2018 and I stopped. And you know what they say about inconsistency. And you know, sometimes we go through things in life and we allow life to put roadblocks in front of us. And sometimes that's what we do when it comes to living our passion, which is something that we need to avoid. And I'm including myself in that part of the way. I'm sitting here at my desk in my office, and I'm drinking coffee, and I'm right now thinking about not just what type of energy I want to send out to you today, but I also I want to send prayers out to Tamar Braxton. Reports are saying today on major media outlets that she could have possibly attempted suicide. She was found unresponsive in her hotel room in LA today. So we want to send out love to Tamar Braxton. You never know what people are going through, and we only see one side of a human being. And there are those of us who vibrate at a higher level, and you get to see the multiple sides of our human nature. But for entertainers, it's a little different because we only see the perception that they project to us. So we really don't know what's going on in their personal lives. And whenever someone attempts suicide, it's a cry for help and it's a mental health emergency. So we have to, I want to send prayers out to Tamar and to her mom and to her sisters and her brother and her son, if he's aware, and everyone around her that loves her. I want to send out prayers to them as well, because suicide, the attempt of suicide, the act of committing suicide or taking one's own life is a very serious matter. And we're going through so much with this pandemic and being in quarantine and having to adjust and create a new normal. And it's not easy. Getting all of that out the way today, I want to talk about something else that's been weighing on my heart. And it's about relationships. And it's about the way that we create relationships, the way we interact in relationships, and the way we manifest the relationships to the world. And we've all just came away from a social media discussion about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and August Alsina. And everyone's had their own, you know, take on their whole situationship. And what's interesting to me that I find is that not enough discussion is being held on the way we enter relationships. And many of us enter relationships broken people. We have no idea what it takes to create a relationship. The relationships that we have seen around us are dysfunctional and are vibrating at a very low level. And we take the information that we receive from the relationships that we have seen or experienced, and we take them into our own personal relationships with our family or with lovers, marriage mates, life partners. And that was something that I noted on Jada's Red Table Talk. I noticed something that we don't discuss. We are so, as human beings, we are a species that enjoys community relations. We love being in groups. We love socializing with one another. That's our makeup and that's our nature. And in the process of that, we enjoy being in love. And those type of relationships produces children and families. But when you haven't experienced a positive love, when you do not understand the mechanisms of what love truly is, and you perceive it to be one way, and you're operating on a level of dysfunction, you carry that into your relationships. You carry that into a love partnership. And that is where you have issues, and that is where your problems occur. Because that is just how we are made up. So what we have to do is we have to try to turn that around. And many times we don't do that. Many times we enter one relationship and that relationship fails on the basis of dysfunction. And then we enter another relationship and we carry that baggage and it fails because of dysfunction. And we just continue this cycle, this pattern of dysfunction, and it touches and permeates everything that we are. And that is exactly what I saw from the Red Table Talk with Jada and Will. They both came from a place of brokenness and dysfunction and came together in a relationship, a marriage. That marriage broke down in dysfunction many times, I'm sure, not just the one time that they allowed the public to know of. And because of this, Jada enters another relationship that was doomed from the beginning because of her own dysfunction and her own situation of not really knowing what love truly is. And I say this because had she known what love truly, truly is, had she known that, she would not have allowed herself to become emotionally and physically connected to August Alsina. And yes, August Alsina was of legal age to be involved with. He was the age of consent. However, he was a broken young man. He still is broken. And when Jada placed herself in a situation as to be a friend and a parent in many ways, a healer, when she crossed the line from that particular role and into the role of lover, she brought all of her baggage, all of her dysfunction from her marriage, past relationships, the brokenness that she's experienced as a child and that she still continues to vibrate throughout her adultness. She brought all of that into a relationship with a broken young man, and stacked that on top of him like she was stacking bricks. And we all know what happened at the end of that situation. The relationship ended. It caused fractures within her relationships with her children. And eventually she went back to the arms of her husband, which is a lesson for everyone who involved themselves in the middle or between married people. But the thing here that we must not let go of is that if we know that we are vibrating on a very low level, if we know we have issues stemming from the brokenness that we experienced as children, or the dysfunctional relationships that we've had in the past that have yet to be reconciled and worked through, if we know that those things permeate within us, we must understand that we cannot place that upon people that we claim to love. We cannot enter relationships with other people, other human beings, and touch them with more dysfunction, more negativity. Because in essence, that's exactly what Jada did. And listening to her Red Table talk, and it seemed to me as if it was a justification. She felt justified to call herself a healer, and yet and still be a poisoner, or be a point of poison for that same person. Because you see, you can't heal people or want to heal another human being or, let's say, give them, put salve on their wounds. And while you're rubbing salve on their wounds, you're pouring salt on the salve. Does that make sense? No, it does not make sense. That's why it's very important that the things that we see on television or broadcast by the mainstream media, the things that we see on social media, that's why it's important that we sit back and we unpack things. And we dissect them and we put them into the perspective that they should be within. No one is praising Jada Pinkett Smith, and no one is truly feeling any type of sorrow or compassion for Will Smith. But everyone feels a little bit of empathy and compassion for August Alsina, because it's very obvious that the relationship he was in with Jada was more than just a relationship built on randomness. It was a relationship that he believed would last forever. And to think of the levels of emotional and physical connection that Jada and August must have created between each other. That brings forth a sadness in me. Because August will be affected or infected by this dysfunctional relationship that he had with Jada for the rest of his life. Every woman that he comes in contact with will have to be measured on the Jada Pinkett Smith yardstick. Every woman he comes in contact with, he is going to mentally compare her to Jada. That's the effect that Jada has placed upon this young man. But hopefully, if he's not in some type of therapy right now, I hope that he sees the need to do so and receive some real healing, not just from the brokenness of his childhood or his past, but also from his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. Because that brokenness, dysfunction, and negativity that they created together has to be addressed. And the only way it can be addressed and unpacked is if a professional comes in to help. But what does that have to do with us again? I believe that we can use the things that we see and that we hear. We can use those things as agents to teach. All of us in some kind of way experience dysfunction. All of us in some way have experienced some type of trauma that has created the person that we are today. Knowing this, we have to be careful of the relationships that we create and that we enter. We have to know ourselves. And if we are not at the place of maturity, at a place where we are able to go inside and address the things, the baggage that we carry that's negative, then what happens is we touch other people. We enter other people's lives. And we infect them with our own contagiousness, with our own negativity, with our own low vibration. We enter these relationships not being able to understand one another, not being able to communicate properly with one another, not being able to see the other person that we are connected to. And that is the heart of many, many issues that we find in relationships. The other person or the partner says, well, you don't understand me. You don't love me. You're not getting where I'm coming from. You don't communicate with me. I don't know what you're feeling. You don't understand how I'm feeling. You don't care. What is the heart of those statements that I just made? What is at the heart of those statements? The heart of those, the foundation and the bottom line of all of those statements that a partner says, a frustrated partner says to his lover, is that you don't see me. You do not have the capacity to see me. And since you cannot see me, you cannot honor or respect me the way I need to be respected and loved. That's really the bottom line. Because if we can't address and really see ourselves and see the dysfunction and the negativity and the low vibrations of our own selves, there is no way that we can see someone else that we claim to love. We can't honor them. We can't love them. We can't understand them. We don't communicate with them because we do not know how. And when we do communicate to them, what are we communicating? We're really communicating our own pain and our own dysfunction, our own negativity, our own trash. And we vomit that out onto them. So what we need to do, what we have to do, is understand that the work and the healing comes from us. And when we work to heal ourselves, when we understand the enormity of the dysfunction that we have all around us and inside of us, then we can heal and become a more productive and positive energy within a relationship. Until then, we're going to continue to vibrate at a low negative level. We're going to continue to be contagious and touch other human beings with our dysfunction, our sickness, our illness, our trash. And we will become a mirror image of what we saw at the Red Table Talk episode. We'll see two people who are supposedly mature, one in their early 50s, the other on slipping and sliding into 50. And we'll see a conversation similar to theirs, where dysfunction, madness, insanity, duplicity, oh yes, I said duplicity. And I say duplicity, not duplicity between Jada and Will. I'm saying that between Jada and August. Because remember, this young man is hurting. He believes that what he had with Jada was a lifetime partnership with her. And Jada eventually returned to her husband, as these situations often play out. So remember, do the work. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with or about the baggage that you carry. And begin to work on it, begin to heal from it. Understand that when you begin to do the work and you begin to heal from your own dysfunction, your own childhood trauma, the trauma that you perhaps endured from past relationships, only when you're able to address that and do the work to heal can you expect to have a high functioning and positive relationship with other people and other human beings. That's something to think about. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please make sure that you share it and tune in with me every week as I try to shed a little light, a little positivity, and to help you vibrate at a higher level, to get you to thinking about some more important issues that happens in our daily human life. Our daily journey as spirit beings in physical bodies. Let's all vibrate to a higher level. Let's think of ourselves as star child. You are special. You are unique. There's only one like you. Once again, my prayers go out to the family of Tamar Braxton. There's a lot of sickness in this world. And I'm not just talking about COVID-19 either. I'm talking about another pandemic. A pandemic of emotional suffering, emotional longing, a depletion of compassion and love. Remember that the Tracy Ricks Foster Show can be streamed digitally on all digital streaming networks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tracy Ricks Foster Show. You continue to have a progressive day.